بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ مسجد میں سوال کرنا اللہ تعالیٰ کے نزدیک دنیا میں بہت برا فعل ہے. صحابی حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضی اللہ عنہ سے تو دیکھ وہ آس ان دا مسجد فور اینی تھنگ آف دا دنیا فرام اینی پرسن اٹس ان دس ورلڈ اٹس این ایکسیڈنگلی ایول ایکٹ like crime, sin. Sin to ask anyone for anything inside the masjid. کیونکہ سائل اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ کے گھر میں غیر سے مانگتے ہیں. Because in the house of Allah تعالیٰ, the person is begging and asking someone else other than Allah تعالیٰ. The masjid is the house of Allah تعالیٰ, and he has to have shame and instead of asking others, in the position of the person, if he's in need, he should perform two rakat salat al-hajat and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. The masjid is not a place to ask for any other, not only asking and begging, for any worldly activity. It's not permissible in the masjid. From this one, you should understand also, talking, conversing inside the masjid. Ahadith, many ahadith to that effect also, that it is an evil act. And another bad practice amongst the people is when they meet in the masjid, they inside the masjid, they make musafa, they shake hands, and they start to speak, asking about the things of the dunya, asking about the welfare of the people. That's not the masjid is not for that purpose. It's not permissible to speak in the masjid. When someone comes in the masjid, comes to the house of Allah Ta'ala, should perform tahiyat in the masjid, then sit down and engage in some zikr of Allah Ta'ala, make the niyat of nafil i'tikaf, even if it's a few minutes, gain the sawab of an i'tikaf in the masjid. And when a friend or an acquaintance come in the masjid, don't greet him in the masjid, greet him outside the masjid. The masjid is not a place to greet. People will find many people, they are supposed to be learned people, people of the deen. They indulge in this evil that they engage in talk, discussing when the person comes inside the masjid. Now they shake hands and they greet and they ask and they exchange. Now and they begin to converse now. It's not permissible this. حضرت حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ سے کہا گیا کہ فقیر اور مسکین بہت ہو گئے ہیں, ہم ان میں سے کس کو دیا کریں؟ سامان آس حضرت حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ کہ دیر آر نیومرس بیگرز ناؤ آن دا انکریز, فار ہو شوڈ وی گیو اینڈ ہو شوڈ وی ناٹ گیو. ہم آپ نے فرمایا اس کو دو جس کو دیکھ کر تمہارا دل نرم ہو. اسی میں کی تو دوست ٹو ہوم یور آئی ہارٹ انکلائنز, اف یو سی دیم اینڈ اف یو ڈونٹ نو دیم یور ہارٹ انکلائنز ٹو دیم گیو دیم, بیکاز دیٹ از این انڈیکیشن دیٹ دے آر ان نیڈ اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ایز اپوائنٹڈ یو ناؤ ٹو اسسٹ دیم. ایک دن سالم بن عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہم کعبہ میں گئے, ہشام بن عبد الملک نے آپ کو دیکھا تو کہنے لگا اے سالم اپنی ضرورت مجھ سے مانگ. وانس حضرت سالم بن عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے صحابی کے واسطے صحابہ اعتکابہ, دین ہشام بن عبد الملک دا رولر دا امیر المومنین دا خلیفہ آف دا ٹائم, ہی اسپینی سو ایم سیڈ او سالم وٹ have you any need, you must ask from me. If you have any need, I will fulfill it. آپ نے جواب دیا اے امیر المومنین مجھے اللہ کے گھر میں غیر اللہ سے سوال کرتے شرم آتی ہے. So he said, oh امیر المومنین, I am ashamed to ask in the house of Allah Ta'ala to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. When one is in the house of Allah Ta'ala, then you ask from Allah Ta'ala, you don't ask anyone else. سالم بن عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے ایک آدمی کو عرفہ کے دن مانگتے دیتا the Salim of Israel, same Sahabi, on the day of Arafat, he saw somebody begging and asking them. So, usse jharka aur farmaya, tujhe Allah Ta'ala se sharam nahi aati ke is maqam par aur is din ghairullah se sawal karta hai. So, he said, then he warned him and he said, don't you have any shame that on this day and on this earth and on this place, such a holy place and on such a day, don't you have any shame you ask our people other than Allah Ta'ala? Yeah, so this is a place, special place of dua, an auspicious occasion. You must direct your knees directly unto Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Basri Ramta Alim ke paas jab koi sahil aata to usse dede phir dua karte, ay Allah, usne hum se khana manga hai aur hum tujhse maghfirat mangte hain. Tu hamare khairat karne se maghfirat ke ziyada laayik hai. Hazrat Hasan Basri Ramta Alim, when someone will come and ask him something, you will give it to him and then you will make dua. Oh Allah, I have given this person something to eat, some food, and I am asking, he asked for me for food, I gave him food, and I'm asking from you, maghfirat, forgiveness. So you have greater ability over granting me maghfirat, forgiveness, than the food that which I am able to give that person. Now Allah just, in other words, he say, ask Allah Ta'ala in exchange for the food which he gave the beggar, asking for what? For maghfirat, for forgiveness. Ek roz maruf karhi rahmatullahi alayhi ke paas koi sahil aya, to aapne usse dene ke liye siwai joote ke apne paas aur kuch ne dekha, bas wohi de diya. Once someone came, a beggar came to us, the Maruf Karkhi, was a great awliya. As the Maruf Karkhi had nothing except the shoes which he had on. So he took out the shoes and he gave it to this beggar. But we did ya baad as a Maruf Karkhi ko maalum hua ke usne joota bech diya hai aur uski keemat se koi phal khareeda hai. Afterwards, as the Maruf Karkhi gave the beggar the shoes, he found out that this beggar sold the shoes and with the shoes he bought some fruit. Aapne farmaya, alhamdulillah, shayad uska meva ko dil chahta ho, bas humne uski keemat dekar ghamkhari ki. So he was happy. He said, alhamdulillah, he had zai fruit and I fulfilled his wish in this manner. So he thanked Allah for it, for having pleased at the heart of that mu'min. He was maybe craving for food, for fruit. He couldn't afford it, so he sold the shoes and he bought the fruit. The heart of a mu'min is a wonderful treasure because it is the abode where Allah Ta'ala resides in. That reason comes in the hadith, to break the heart of a mu'min, it is worse than breaking the Kaaba Sharif. Someone breaks the Kaaba, everyone understands what a great sin it is, what a great crime it is. But to break the heart of a mu'min, very few people understand it. That's the reason on any pretext, worldly pretext, they will have an argument merely for the dunya's sake and then become enemies or hurt others. Yes, books will not, something else. Enmity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That is a separate command. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, there is a need to show displeasure and to distance one from a person who is openly, flagrantly violating the laws of Allah Ta'ala and is not prepared to reform. Then in that case, it has a need to now distance yourself from him. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when two people they become friends, then nothing can break their friendship, or nothing should break their friendship. except a son which one of them he flagrantly and continuously commits that sin, he is not prepared to abandon that sin, then now it is necessary now to see where your ties from such a friend, that is called a boxfilla.